Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States-Russia trying again today to finalize a ceasefire deal for Syria, but failed. Ceasefire would allow more humanitarian aid into that war-ravaged country. This happened on the sidelines of the Group of 20 summit in China. Just after a meeting with President Obama, British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke with reporters about what she sees as Moscow's responsibility in Syria.
It's vital that humanitarian supplies get to innocent Syrians who are in desperate need. I will urge President Putin to do all he can to get the aid convoys in and to end the indiscriminate bombing of civilians.
Civil war in Syria has killed more than 250,000 people, displaced 11 million. The American and Chinese presidents are calling on major economies to defend free trade as sluggish growth and disputes over steel and other imports, fueling demands in the United States and Europe to protect local industry. Opening the G20 summit in Hangzhou, Chinese President Xi Jinping appealed for governments to resist pressure to raise trade barriers. Meantime, South Korea's military says North Korea fired three ballistic missiles off its east coast today in a show of force timed with the G20 summit. And at the summit, South Korean President Park Geun-hye criticized the North for what she called provocations that are hurting Seoul-Beijing ties. South Sudan has agreed to the deployment of 4,000 troops to make up a regional protection force approved by the UN Security Council after leaders in Juba first rejected the peacekeepers as a violation of their sovereignty. Security Council members met with South Sudan President Salva Kiir. This is VOA News. Center